practice today. Let's go.
Oh, that shit.
And welcome to another edition of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. You want to see how fast a 75-minute practice can go when you have a time-lapse camera? That's what it looked like today at Quest Diagnostics Training Center as the Giants went back to work in preparation for preseason game number 2 on Sunday night against the Indianapolis Colts at MetLife Stadium. Hello again, everyone. So glad you can join us. I'm Bob Popoff. I'll be joined by Roman Oben in just 1 minute. The New York Giants getting set for their second preseason game on Sunday night, coming off a win on Saturday night, back out on the practice field today at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. And interesting for the New York Giants because we're going to take a look at the offense, the defense, and the special teams from Saturday night. But to get things started, let's take a look at the Giants injury report from today's practice. And the big news is Antrell Roll. In some one-on-one drills, he got tangled up with Bear Pasco and rolled his ankle. He was taken off the field. He'll undergo a battery of tests, so some concern for the Giants. Corey Webster experiencing some problems with groin from the game on Saturday night. He did not practice. Demontre Moore also with a shoulder injury from the game the other night. And then you see the rest of the Giants injuries, guys that have been out like James Brewer because of the head injury, and Cooper Taylor out because of a hamstring injury. Roman Oben, obviously big concern here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center today when you lose one of your starters and one of your leaders in Antrell Roll and he can't finish the practice.
Well, Antrell Roll is the leader of the defense and one of definitely the leaders of the secondary. So when you lose a guy like Antrell Roll, it does enable some of the guys to get those quality reps, quality practice time against that first group.
You see Antrell Roll here with Bear Pasco, and they kind of got tangled up, and that's where, you know, Roll went down. He grabbed the right ankle, and he was taken off by the Giants medical staff, and they were taking a look at that ankle. And I'm sure, obviously, Antrell is going to get every test. Ronnie Barnes and his staff do a wonderful job, but they'll make sure that he's right and sound before he goes back out on the practice field.
Yeah, and I think everyone knows, Giants fans, coaches, that he's a warrior. Antrell Roll wants to be out there. He's an integral part of this defense, and it's actually good to happen a little bit earlier. In the preseason, you get this test, you come back, you're going to see Antrell Roll back there, number 26, those last couple of preseason games for sure.
All right, well, before the Giants hit the practice field today, as always, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin, you know, he's out and about working with his ball club. And then after the practice, Coach Coughlin addressed the media, and he talked about getting guys who were nicked out on the practice field.
It's time for all these guys that have, you know, been in this other category to get moving. No, I was telling the coaches this morning and the players that as of this morning, we had 9 practices left before the regular season. Can you imagine that? 9 practices. It's ridiculous.
Well, Coach Coughlin doesn't have the luxury of 2-a-days anymore, but some of the guys that have been nicked up out on the practice field. And one of them is the Giants' first-round draft pick, Justin Pugh.
Yeah, Justin Pugh is a guy, obviously, coming in the door, a first-round pick. And he's a guy that is a football player. He wants to be out there. He's a tough guy coming out of college. Injuries are things you can't prevent, but it was good to see him get to come back, especially when you had to sit at home or on the sidelines and watch your team out there performing without you. So it goes to that personal pride factor of wanting to be back healthy.
Another guy who missed some practice last week, did not play in the preseason game on Saturday night, was Justin Tuck, and he was looking frisky out there.
Oh, yeah, Justin Tuck, we talked about opening the show that he was in his best shape he's ever been. He's looking forward to having a good season. So, again, another guy, watch that defense go out there without you. You really want to come back. But that first practice after that preseason, that first preseason game, you start to see guys with a little pep in their step, and it's good to see Justin Tuck, that 91 jersey, back out there.
All right, Chris Snead did not play in the game on Saturday night because he's recovering from hip surgery, but he's taken the reps with the first team unit. How important is it to get that continuity with that group?
It's very important. I mean, obviously, with Boss and Kevin Booth in there, that interior offensive line, center and two guards, that's really the running game. That sets the tempo of the play action. And obviously, Chris Snead is the best offensive lineman on the team, and he's a guy that it really wants to be out there, and you can't get it done without number 76.
All right, coming off the end of the 2010 season, you could arguably make the case that the best cornerback on the Giants was Terrell Thomas. He was injured in a preseason game in 2011 against the Bears, missed all of 2011, missed all of last year. Today, he fully participated in practice.
Yeah, Giants fans really want to see Terrell Thomas back, and he's had a string of bad luck, but I think this is one step in his recovery in getting back to some kind of form of who he was prior to his injuries.
And Terrell Thomas had some pretty good moments during the course of his practice as well. You see him here working in some individual drills and some one-on-one stuff, participated in team stuff, but it seems like he's kind of knocking off some of the rust, and he looked pretty good out on the practice field considering how limited he's been.
Yeah, and some of the instincts are still there that come back, but again, the physical part of it is what really makes a difference between you being in your old form and not.
All right, we're just getting rolling here on Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Giants offense and their performance on Saturday night in the win against the Steelers, including our play of the day. All that and much, much more when we return after this on MSG Plus.
It's time for your New York Giants training camp play of the day. It's Adrian Robinson. First, David Carr finds him over the middle, and then Eli Manning finds Robinson for the diving catch near the sideline. That's today's Giants training camp play of the day.
And we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus. Well, the New York Giants looking to make big plays. That is one of the most important things for them as they embark upon the 2013 season, and they did it Saturday night in Pittsburgh with a very familiar combo.
Eli Manning takes the snap on third and four, lofts a deep pass down the middle of the field, caught by Cruz, slips away from a defender, 10-5, touchdown, Victor Cruz.
We've hooked up on a lot of passes over the years, so it was good to get off to a good start, and he ran a great route, and safety is a little aggressive, and lofted right over the top. He made a good catch, so it's good to know that we can get back to making plays when we need to.
We get a lot of good, solid reps during practice, during training camp, and it's really paid off. I mean, we get a good core work, and he's always talking to me even after or before plays, telling me how he sees things or how he wants things to be run, and I give him feedback on what I see. So we have a good rapport, and I think it pays off coming out here on game day.
57-yard touchdown pass to Victor Cruz, and the Giants at that point in the game were tied at 3. They never trailed in the win in Pittsburgh. Roman, talk about this offense, and you think about 2 years ago and how many big plays they made, how important it is for what Tom Coughlin wants to do.
Oh, it's very important, and Victor Cruz specifically. A lot of fans were saying maybe because of the contract situation, he missed a lot of time, and he had to get some rust knocked off. But Tom Coughlin said in the production meeting that he started practicing well, and that 57-yarder, Eli to Cruz, that's something Giants fans have seen for a long time, so it's good to see that again.
Now, one thing Coach Coughlin really stresses, obviously, is ball security, and the Giants did not have that in the game at Pittsburgh. You don't want to see a fumble like Andre Brown had, because it's not even as if there was contact on the play.
Yeah, and it's really taking your eyes off the football, and Andre Brown, he's got a lot of pride, and it's something he wishes he could have gotten back, and you know that after that play, he caught a pass and got the ball a couple more times, so you got to have amnesia in the NFL. You have a bad play, you shake it off and have some more good ones after that.
What did you see out of Andre Brown as far as the third down packages?
Well, he looked good, and because of his size, he's 230 pounds. He can square up against those blitzing linebackers, and he can catch. You see some of these arrow passes, the play action, he's great in between the tackles. He's always been a tough runner, but to be a complete back in the NFL, you've got to be able to catch and run the ball, this great pass across the middle. I mean, those are the kind of plays he's going to have to make for the Giants, for him to be successful. And again, that tough running in between the tackles is something Andre Brown is always known for.
Well, he is known for his toughness. Let's talk a little bit about David Wilson, the second-year running back, and what did you see in the game the other night as far as his pass protection was concerned?
You didn't see a lot on pure pass protections, but there was a two-minute drill before the half that you saw Dave Wilson in there at the end of the second half, and that's what you wanted to see, him picking up some blitzes, some linebackers, doing what it takes to be a quality running back in the NFL.
Well, the Giants are going to need David Wilson to contribute not only in that area, but maybe even on kickoff returns. But pass protection is very important because he can be explosive coming out of the backfield in third down situations, because if he gets isolated on a linebacker, he is off and running. All right, it's time for today's Question of the day via Twitter. We like to ask a question each and every day, and this comes from @mother3k. Can the Giants develop into a top 10 rushing attack this year?
Well, one thing Mother3k has to realize is that Kansas City Chiefs and Buffalo Bills were 5-6 in rushing the NFL last year, and they didn't go to the playoffs. But you want to run the ball well so that you can create balance. You can suck the linebackers in. It opens up the play action, opens up all those things. And again, you see David Wilson, Andre Brown, the tough running inside, creating balance offensively. A good running game is the best friend of any offense.
Yeah, and the Giants were much better last year running the ball than they were in the year that they won the Super Bowl. In fact, the year that they won the Super Bowl, they were last in the league in yards rushing per game, yards per carry, and they only had two runs of 20 or more yards. But then they picked it up late in the season and in the postseason. So it goes to show you that in order to win a championship, you need to be a little bit more balanced.
Yeah, you need the balance. And again, the 29th team was Atlanta Falcons rushing the ball last year. So let's not forget about that.
All right, well, when we come back here on the program, we're going to take a look at the Giants defense from their win in Pittsburgh as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess on MSG Plus. Look at MetLife Stadium. Just across the parking lot, the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, home of Giants Training Camp. And it's Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Welcome back to the program, everybody, here on MSG+. Well, the Giants defense got after the Pittsburgh Steelers in their win on Saturday night with a pass rush, including one of the new Giants, Cullen Jenkins, who made his presence felt early. And Roman, he's able to get a sack early in this football game and really disruptive at the point of attack. He started at defensive end because Tuck was out of the lineup, but he showed a lot of good things.
Yeah, Cullen Jenkins' versatility was really a plus for him. You talk about how disruptive he was. That's what he did at Philadelphia. And that sack, I mean, using his leverage, he's not a big, tall guy, but he can get underneath offensive linemen and kind of use that hump move. I mean, that's very, very encouraging for Perry Fuel defensively. And the Giants coaching staff. They're going to need a lot more of that this year from Cullen Jenkins.
And the thing about Cullen Jenkins is he brings versatility because they bounce him out to the end spot or at the tackle spot, and he can be productive. Meanwhile, DeMontre Moore, the rookie third-round draft pick, had a huge night on Saturday night. Speaking about disruptive, he was getting into the Steelers' face all over the place. Giants head coach Tom Coughlin, after the game, talked about his rookie.
This is where you see it the most, is right here on the field. He obviously enjoys playing, and he plays hard, which is a tribute to him and his coaches and so on and so forth. But, you know, he works on special teams. He covered kicks the other night well. He blocked the punt. You know, he obviously played well in the game. Some of the mental errors that happen, you know, we have to eliminate, but he's worked hard.
Roman, let's talk about the rookie and sort of the upside that you saw out of him as far as rushing the passer.
Well, we said this a few weeks ago. Jesse Armstead said he might be the surprise of this rookie class by the end of the season. You're going to double team, Tuck, mass protection on JPP. So he's going to get a lot of one-on-one situations. And I think this defensive line of the Giants, you could have four or five guys with half a dozen or more sacks. So DeMontre Moore, if he keeps playing at that level, using that quickness, first step, his leverage, he's a long guy, so he's tall. You're going to see him probably have 6-7 sacks this year.
And he looks like almost a cross between O.C. Umenyura and Mathias Kiwanuka.
Yeah,
he seems fast, but he's got sort of that long wingspan that Kiwanuka has.
Yeah, he's tall. He's a little bit bigger, so he's got more range at the end, but he's also got that speed and burst to take off.
Well, another guy who got involved in the pass rush was a guy who's from the area, from Ramsey, New Jersey. Justin Tratto was there and made his presence felt as well, and he spoke with John Schmelk earlier today.
Well, thanks, Bob, and now we're joined by Giants defensive end Justin Tratto. And Justin, you had a sack on Saturday night. Why don't you take us through the play? What happened? How'd you make the sack?
I was actually a contained rusher on that play, and I just beat my tackle with speed and turned the corner and got to him.
Now, you were here with the Giants last year in camp, had a great chance of making the team until that high ankle sprain. How frustrating was that for you to know you played well in camp, but then just have the injury kind of sideline you there at the end?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely worked really hard to get to that point. But, injuries are definitely a part of this game. When you play hard, you're, bound at some point to get injured. But, you got to keep on working hard and seeing, what the next opportunity is given to you.
What did the coaches tell you after that injury about coming back this year and trying once again to make the team in 2013?
Not much really in terms of that. I was on IR for the year, And then after that, I got signed in the offseason and went back to work.
What are your goals? Where are you trying to get better to try to make the team this year?
I want to improve on my special teams play, you know, because I'm very new to that. I didn't really do any of that until I got here. And then just keep, you know, refining my technique at defensive end. And those are probably the two main things.
You got a lot of guys in that meeting room, a lot of talented guys. Does that help you being around so many guys that can do so many things? Can you learn from them? Does that rub off a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, learn from guys like Tuck, and then when I was here my rookie year with like OC, I mean, those guys, you know, they played a lot of football, so it's definitely good to learn from them.
Justin, we appreciate the time. Thanks a lot.
All right, absolutely.
Bob, back to you.
All right, thanks, John. Justin Aluwade-Ajomo and Adrian Tracy all had an opportunity in this game to do different things, and they all made plays in the game.
Yeah, and there's a lineage of pass rushers in Giants history. I mean, the last 10 years, I mean, Strahan, OC, Tuck, and, you know, Kiwi. I mean, all those guys, if you're a defensive lineman for the Giants, you're expected to get to the quarterback. So it's good to see the practice habits. And Tratau with that 69 jersey looking like Jared Allen coming around that corner. But those guys work extremely hard, and they're definitely competing for that spot at defensive end.
Justin, a local kid, played his high school ball at Don Bosco Prep, played his college ball at Florida. Now, one of the areas of concern for the Giants coming into the season, stopping the run. In the first half of the game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Steelers running backs had 16 carries for 72 yards. That's 4.5 yards a carry. Giants head coach Tom Coughlin addressed that.
They had some first downs and ran the ball on us right off the bat, it looked like, early on. But, you know, we'll just have to take a look at it. You know, it wasn't a rejection, no doubt, but we did stop some of the runs, and we're gonna have to be better, no question.
All right, Roman, from your observations, in order to be better at stopping the run, it's the front seven. It's not just the defensive front. What did you see as areas that have to be improved in order for this run defense to be better? Because 4.5 yards a carry in the first half is not what they were looking for.
Well, you have some new personnel in there. You have some new guys in there at the defensive tackle position. So the job of the defensive tackles is to push the guy, the guard and the center's back, and the guys on the edge can contain that edge, that C gap, that outside gap, so you don't break those big runs to the outside. But that's a work in progress. And obviously the linebackers have to be instinctive enough to fill the gaps and keep that defensive gap integrity when it gets to that point. And then you just can't miss any tackles. So you saw some tackles being missed. Pittsburgh's a very, very solid team running the football. You get Big Dwyer. He's a big guy, 235 pounds running the football. So that was a good test for the defense, so at least they know where to go from there.
Yeah, you saw Mark Kurzlik had missed a tackle in there. Jaquan Williams gave up the edge, and that allows the run to get to the outside. Let's take a look at this linebacker group, and not a lot jumped out at you from the game the other night, did it?
Well, I like Dan Connor. I mean, I liked him. He looked really instinctive. Obviously, Kurzlik is in there at the new signal caller. You got to know what to do. You've got to line up everyone else, and then you've got to do your job as well within the integrity of the defense. So there's a lot of competition at that linebacker position for sure.
All right. Well, it's offense, it's defense, it's special teams. Those are all the important things in order to have a good football team. When we come back to the program, we're going to take a look at the Giants on special teams and some of the key plays that they made as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus. Welcome back to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess on this Monday evening, the 12th of August, 2013. Giants went through about a 75-minute practice today. Well, the Giants got a big play on special teams early. Came from a guy that we talked about already, rookie Demontre Moore. And Demontre Moore comes in and just extends and blocks the punt. Lewis Murphy Jr. picks it up, takes it to the 5. Unfortunately for the Giants, they went 3 and out, and they were not able to capitalize and get points on the play as far as a touchdown. They had to settle for a field goal, 3 plays, 5 yards. But the rookie making his presence felt on special teams. We had a chance to find out from the rookie what he was thinking when it happened.
I just ran, did what coach told me to do, and, you know, I got a little hitch step, and, you know, I was there to make a play, so it was all surprising to me, you know. So I'm just glad, you know, the coach put me in a great situation.
Sometimes it's a good thing, Roman, to just line up and do what the coach tells you.
Yeah, coaches love when a player says that, too.
But he made a little move to cut to the inside.
Yeah, well, look, fans don't understand. A 6'5", 250-pound defensive end blocking a punt. I mean, usually a DB linebacker, you know, plays that position. So that shows the athletic ability DeMondre Moore has it in.
All right, another play that the Giants made on special teams, and it was a really good hustle play, was recovering a muff punt by the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Zach Diassi was leading the charge down the field. Tyler Sash is the guy that recovered the punt. But these are the little things that could be the difference in winning and losing a division, because this division is always so tight and it seems to come down to one game.
Look, we've talked about the running game, the defense, the linebacker position, but if you can get something from special teams, I mean, the rate of winning goes up. Blocking a punt, muffing punts. I mean, you look at those numbers, you're 80% more likely to win a game if you have a big special teams play like that.
And Tyler Sash was instrumental not only in the Giants' play on defense but on special teams. And earlier today, he spoke with John Schmelk.
Why, thanks, Bob, and we're joined by Giants safety Tyler Sash. Tyler, a couple of big plays in the game on Saturday night. Why don't you take us through the play in the end zone first?
We want to play a little tight coverage, expecting they're trying to punch the ball out, get a few yards. So was down tight on the line and saw the ball pop loose. I thought maybe I could get on it for a touchdown, but quarterback got on it, and everybody was there reacting, and I just happened to be the first one on the pile for the safety.
How about the special teams play recovering that muff punt?
Big play in the game, help anytime we can get the ball back to Eli or back to the offense in that case. It's something we want to do. Zach did a great job getting out there early, and it just happened that he muffed the ball, and it popped to me, and I was in the right spot at the right time.
And he lost it, and the Giants recover inside the 30. Tyler Sash comes up with a recovery for the Giants.
Now, you've been here a couple years now, but in the offseason, the Giants drafted a safety, and they bring in Ryan Mundy in free agency. Did that light a fire under you a little bit to show the coaches in training camp that you should be one of their guys at safety?
I feel like, everybody's competing every year. Every day, I'm just trying to come out and improve and get better every day. And, I know what kind of football player I am, and that I can help any team out that needs help.
Final question, where are you trying to get better? What was your focus this offseason, this training camp, where you want to improve your game?
Getting healthy. Last year, had a hamstring injury. I had surgery on both of my ankles, and I wanted to get healthy. I played through a lot of injuries last year, and now that I'm healthy this year, I feel like a lot better of a player, and I can actually move around and, go make some plays and help our team out.
Tyler, appreciate the time.
No problem.
Bob, back to you.
All right, thanks, John. And no truth to the rumor that Tyler Sash is auditioning for a spot with ZZ Top with that beard. But when you look at the numbers game with the Giants safety position, obviously with Antrell Roll nicking up his ankle today, your thoughts on Tyler Sash's chances of making this team? Because they did draft a safety in Tyler Cooper in the fifth round.
Look, Tyler Sash is a guy that has really worked his way into being a good football player. I mean, I play with a guy named Eric Whittle in San Diego, and he kind of fits that mold. Smart guy, instinctive guy. He's not going to be a guy that, woos you with his athletic ability, but he's always in the right spot. You look at that special teams play he made.
All right, let me ask you one final question. What does a team work on between preseason game number one and preseason game number two?
Well, it starts to get into situations because you got the games coming now. So today, for example, four-minute offense. When you have the ball, you don't want to give it to the other team running the play. So you didn't see a lot of big plays today in practice. So four-minute offense, some of the things that you start to see in between the two preseason games.
All right, good stuff, Roman, as always. And we'll be back again tomorrow night. Giants have another practice here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Make sure you join us tomorrow night at 6 p.m. here on MSG Plus for Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Good night, everybody.